But I'll tell you, this dog is wonderful. Now she's 9 years old. She had a few medical problems during the summer, and I gave Patty money, and she took it to the vet, and she's fine.
Well, that's good. Delays ahead. I don't know why there are delays. I'm going to see what's going on with the traffic. I think I'm going to sign Rich because I want to see why the traffic is backing up and pay attention to the road here. But nice talking to you. If I can figure this out, then maybe I'll get back on. This is AA2GC. I will listen out.
Okay, Ted, you take care. Come on back. AA2GC and... And
2EO. 2EO and 2ZUC mobile.
Hold on. And 2EO.
Morning, Rich. I heard what you went through. I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you're feeling well now.
Thank you, Ron. You're always very thoughtful. Yes, I am feeling okay. You know, it's amazing what human beings can adapt to. I've got a little bit of pain. It's more soreness. In fact, in a little while, I have to call wound care because I have to go there so that they can take out the staples. You know, the doctor, he asked me, do I want stitches or staples? And I had staples before, so I chose staples.
But a lot of to survival is your mental outlook, your mental attitude. So you seem to be doing pretty good in that department. And that gives you a heads up, so to speak.
It certainly does, Ron. I want to look forward, not backward. In fact, one of the healthcare workers here, she comes in at night. I gotta give her money, and she's gonna pick me up a very tall Christmas tree. You know, an artificial tree. We like the artificial ones because use them over and over again. You don't have pine needles on the floor. So, what I have now is a very tiny tree. She's gonna pick one up that goes right to the ceiling.
Well, that's good. We haven't put our decorations up yet. I really need my son to go in the attic to take all the boxes out. My wife wants to do it, but she really shouldn't be doing that. So hopefully Saturday he'll come over. We have artificial tree too. They come with the lights now already on them, so you just plug it in and you don't have to worry about stringing lights. I'm going to tell you a funny story when it gets back to me about the lights on the tree.
Okay, Ron. Yes, I know. The little tiny one we have has blinky LEDs. That's what I'm going to get. And you know what else we have here? We have these toy penguins. I guess they're about 3 feet high. You plug them in and they gyrate back and forth and sing, "We wish you a Merry Christmas."
Yeah, that's very nice, very cute. So here's a quick story. Years ago, we had another artificial tree. We had to put the lights on separately. And I noticed part of the string towards the end, most of the bulbs are out. So I said, well, I'll just cut off that part and then reconnect the two wires. Well, don't you know, I was out of fire. After a while, I started to smell electrical burning. I go in there, what's going on with these? I said, I'm trying to be an electrician. It didn't work out very well.
You're lucky you didn't have a fire. Remember when they had those big lights? You know, the bulbs just screw in?
Yeah, there was a big size and a smaller size. We had the smaller size.
ago. Before my time and your time, you know, they were... I'm getting some of the drink here because, thank you, they give them coffee. They used to use candles on real trees. I don't know how they got away with that.
That must have been very dangerous. I've seen it in your movies. Now they have the LED lights, which probably last forever. When they first came out, they were very expensive. And I think the price has come down. I need to buy a couple more strings. So they're very good. And I think I did throw out the string of those, the smaller screw-in bulbs. They were a pain in the neck. One winter, we found that the kids must have come by and taken a whole bunch of bulbs off.
Well, you probably remember when one bulb would go out, the whole string would go out. It was a pain.
That was. I'm passing the school here. What congestion? And two ZUC mobile.
Okay, Ron. So what's new? What are you up to? I was in the hospital 3.5 weeks, which was not fun.
I know. I had spoken to Hal. He gave me a heads up on that.
All right, Ron. Well, I'm trying to wash my my sugar a little bit better. My sugar has been down, but you know they already took the rag off.
My wife and I is a little high too. We got to be careful.
TPC mobile.
You Al?
It's me, Donald D. Duck. Go ahead.
All right, Al. Yeah, I got up a few hours ago, and I'm just taking it easy in front of the radio, as I was telling Ron. Ham radio always makes me feel better. A lot better. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Al. So, surprise, I'll be able to go to the holiday party this year. There's usually a conflict with my retiree association, but... I got a break this year. Over to you, Al.
Very good. Looking forward to seeing you there. And Richie, I hope you're going to make the party this year. Maybe give me a comment. I'm going to go in and grab some breakfast, so I'll be back in a little bit. So, Richie, over to you for a fast comment. This is Keep Six Dirty Purple Zombies Mobile.
Yes, Al. Patty doesn't want to go again because the last time we were there, nobody introduced themselves. Nobody talked to her. I felt pretty bad for her. But Varna is going to come early. She normally comes at 8 o'clock. She works 8 to 8. She's going to come around 7:15. And I got this woman I told you about with the modified van that takes people into small business, and she's going to take me and Verna.
That's great, Richard. A lot of people in the club want to see us. Yes. Very good. When is the party, by the way?
I think it's the 14th.
Oh, okay. So it's about 10 days. Well, look at my thing correctly. All right, let me get out of here. Well, that sounds good. I'm glad Verna is taking you. You'll have a nice time. Ron, pick it up. This is Keep Six Dirty Purple Zombies Mobile.
Okay, Al. It's a week from this Wednesday. How I know is because that's when my retiree Christmas party is. And as far as the rain, it's supposed to stop within an hour, the weatherman said. But I'm glad it's not snow because upstate they got snow. Richie?
Okay, Ron. Al will catch you after you have your breakfast. I still have to have breakfast here, Ron. I had my coffee. Okay. I'm talking to Romaine. remain here as one of my attendants. Anyway, no, they're all very nice to me. If you remember, Ron, I had some horrible people working here. The police were here almost on a weekly basis. Nothing like that now. Different agency. They're more picky. And I've got wonderful people working for me.
I remember speaking to you about that. I had the same kind of experience with my stepfather. All right, I'll sign with you. I'm almost at the gym. Another day in the hood, as the expression goes. So I'm glad you're back and you're on the air and you sound cheerful, and that's great. That's the best thing. And to WEO and to ZUC, we'll be clear in your final, Richie.
Okay, Ron, very good. And you know what I still remember? I've mentioned it before. You are the only person... that sent me condolence cards when my folks died. And I'll never forget that. May seem like a little thing to you. It's not a little thing to me. See you later, Antonio.
Okay, Richard. You need some hot tea with lemon and honey, it sounds like to me. I'm clear.
I don't know. I got a scratchy throat. See you later.
Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
K6DPZ, K6DPZ, K6KPJ. No contact on K6DPZ, K6KPJ. We'll be listening.
Anyway, it's good to hear you. I hope everything is going smoothly. I just dropped off the last drop-off of the morning. Now I don't have to do anything until 9, 10, 11, 12, 3 hours. I start this routine again in 3 hours. Whatever. You know, I don't mind it, so it's okay. I get to see my grandkids. I get to see my daughter. That's as good as it gets, Richie. I don't complain about this stuff.
Barry, is that a phone call? I guess you got your cell phone with you. That's unusual.
No, I know, but I'm not going to answer it until I get home. I don't want to pay for a stupid telemarketer or some crap. I don't do that.
Hey, Barry, you know, it's not that expensive compared to other companies. Metro PCS is unlimited. $50 a month.
Gee, forget it. Richie, I put $10 on my cell phone. $10. And I lose $2 because I don't use it up by the end of the month. What do I need this for? This is ridiculous. When I'm home, I use the phone. I'm serious. I put $10 on this phone a month ago, and I lost $2 because it runs out at the end of the month.
That's unusual. But all right, look, I like your phone. It's unlimited, unlimited texting, unlimited calls, unlimited internet. They really give me a good deal.
The internet is so inconvenient on a cell phone. I don't want to do that. That ain't worth it. And the other stuff, I don't text. I don't ever text, so I don't need that either. So I'm happy, camper. I got what I want.
All right, you never use texting ever?
Never, ever.
Very handy. See, when me and Jeremy talk, because he's working, and he can't pick the phone up, I text him. Then he'll get back to me when he can. Same thing with Amy.
But when I'm home, I have a telephone there, and I can use it all month for free. I can talk on it for 1 month straight. Doesn't cost me a dime. I use that one, and I can text off of my computer, so that's good, too, if I have to. I don't ever do it, but I could.
So what else is new? I thought I heard you calling me this morning, but I was sleeping.
Yes, you did. I called you at about, I guess it was 5 o'clock, 5:20, something like that, around 5:10, 5:20. I was calling you. I called you repeatedly at that time. It doesn't matter. You know, I just check and see if you're up, that's all.
All right. Well, I was dozing. I was just getting up. So, anyway, I had my coffee. And I want to get some breakfast. They call. Let me say something. Yeah, Amy has to put money in the account. She's always shorting me. Would you believe I didn't have money for a pack of cigarettes? Patty paid for it.
Well, that might be a blessing in disguise, but I ain't going to touch that subject. Anyway, I got my coffee sitting right next to me on the car seat, so I got my coffee for the morning. I usually get one large cup of coffee from McDonald's every morning, and it lasts me until about noon. And I do something else, you know. Anyway, the rain's stopping, and would you believe the sky is turning blue? You know what that means.
No, not here. There's still an overcast.
But here, it's going to be there real soon. So I'm going to go for a walk on the beach. Because that's what people like me do when they have a little free time. And I think it's going to work out because I'm not going to get rained on.
That's good, Barry. Very good. So what do you have on tap for today?
Two customers and a lot of picking up and dropping off kids. That's it for the day. Just two people. I'll get that done. And I also want to get some time in to take my run on the beach, which I think I'll be able to do. If I do it right away, I'll be able to do it. I'll have time for that, too. I need between, it depends on how far I go. If I go 4 miles, 8 miles, no, let's try this again. 6 miles round trip. If I go 6 miles round trip, that's under 2 hours easy. If I go 8 miles, it takes a little longer, so I got to see how much time I got.
Okay, Barry. You know what? On another subject, I really hope you make the Christmas party. It's a week from this Wednesday at the Weber Town Hall.
I might stop over there. Okay. I must do that. I'll check, see what I'm doing, what I have to do at the same time frame, you know. But I wouldn't mind doing that. I'm not going to stay for hours, but I'll stop and have a cup of coffee and talk to people, just make myself known. Maybe I'll pay my dues for next year. That's a thought.
It's a good thing, Barry. And, elections. Having elections. Richie, K2KMB is running unopposed. So, he's very good. He's been president months or 6 years. Because nobody else wants to take it. And they did a bang-up great job.
I gotta see who this is. I'll be back in a minute. Okay, I'll check it later. I'll be home in a minute. I'll call them on my house phone. Maybe it's good news. You never know.
Absolutely, Barry. By the way, it's not for hours. People get there 7:30, 8 o'clock, and it goes on till about 10.
You know me. I don't like partying, so I'll just stop off, say hello to a few people, pay my dues, and leave. I'm not a big party person. You know me already.
I know, but why don't you sit down with me, we'll have some food. They have Canaan food.
It's very important, Ricky. You know I am about food. I don't give a damn. But I'll have some with you. Why not? Of course I will.
Okay, do you know where it is? 201 Levittown Parkway. Put that into your GPS.
I'll get that from you later, because I'm driving the car. So, a little later, you'll give me that address. I'll stick it in the GPS, and I'll call it Limark Party. So I'll know how to get there.
So it's not only the party, that's where we have the meetings. And I haven't been to many, so, I told you this woman, I forget her name now, she runs a small business taking people around in the modified van. She's going to take me, and Verna, you've never met Verna. She's a home care attendant that really goes out of her way for me. She's going to come early, and we're going to go. Patty doesn't want to go, because a few years ago, Patty went, and nobody paid any attention to her, which I feel terrible.
Okay. You're not going to get any attention from me, so I guess you better get used to it. Okay, I'm at the house, so I'm getting out of the car, and I'll talk to you in a couple of minutes when I'm in the house, and 2MB Mobile.
Okay, Barry, give me a call. I'll be here. M2MB and 2EO.
Good morning, Richie. WA6ABC.
Michael. WA6ABC and 2EO. How are you?
I think the bigger question is how are you, but I'm doing well. Just walking to the automobile this morning and chilly day here in Rockaway, but otherwise, looks like the rain has subsided, and how are you feeling, sir?
Okay, Michael, I'm in an uppity-up mood. If I didn't have ham radio, I would always feel terrible. That's the big thing with me. I love the radio. I go on a chef occasionally. I got friends here. My big fear is having to go one day into a nursing home because you have no ham radio. But I'm doing all right. And I'll be setting up a nice tall Christmas tree in a few days. One that goes all the way up to the ceiling.
Sounds good there, Archie, and I'm glad to hear. Yeah, I can tell you, I have a friend who had exactly the same issue, and he didn't like it at first, but they set him up with Echolink on his tablet and his phone, and he was able to do a lot of communication that way and not lose track of his ham radio activities. I know it's not the same, but it really keeps you in touch. Go ahead.
That's true. It's better than nothing. But look, fortunately, I own a home, and I have a tenant here that I qualified for. So right now, at least I'm in good shape.
There you go. So you can do exactly what you want to do. And there's no alternative to growing older and the things that go along with that. But at least you're adapting nicely. And you have the things that you really, really love around you. And that's the most important thing, you know. Things are definitely changing for me, financially and things. But I at least keep the cats around and have the people that I love around me. And so count my blessings this time of year. N2EO, WA6ABC.
Okay, Michael, WA6ABC. N2EO, very good. Well, I tell you, I've count my blessings too. I cherish the day that I met Patty. You know the story. We were introduced by a mutual friend, and we've been together now 6 years.
So now, and you've been through it together, and she certainly had her struggles health-wise, and you've had yours, and those are the things that keep people together very often. You support each other during the rough times, and that's a beautiful thing. Looking at the boardwalk here in Rockaway, and lots of clouds, but I kind of like the look of the sky. It's very, very interesting. Lots of patterns and colors and things when we have gray skies. Always like that a little better than just standard sunshine. Well, they say every day a sunshine leads to a desert. So, people have their Christmas decorations out in Rockaway. I looked outside last night and bang, the whole light show here on the street. You don't see it as much during the daytime, but once the night comes around, everybody's houses are lit up beautifully here. So nice to see. Well, very good, Richie. I got to go do some more cat prep here. I just needed to get to the car. I'm taking Mom to, she's doing physical therapy now. And gosh, that was a hassle. Mom is such where she has, takes a lot of momentum to get her going. She didn't want to do it. And now she's going to physical therapy 3 times a week. So that means I'm her driver. So I'm just getting everything ready for her trip out to physical therapy today. Wishing you a good day, Richie. Glad to hear you're okay. NTEL, WA6ABC, same 73, and I'll listen for a final.
Okay, Michael, my phone's ringing. I'll catch you later, NTEO.
K6DPZ, K6KPJ. No contact on K6DPZ, K6KPJ listening.
Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
DPZ mobile testing.
Around 1E testing and 2EO.
I still have a different feed system on the antenna. I'm using a different feed on the higher section antenna for UHF.
Well, anyway, you sound great.
Right, right, about 4 watts.
Right. Sounds good. Where are you?
Oceanside. I am in Oceanside. Let's get around here. I've got to stop by Ace a minute, and then I got to run back over to the house. So everything else is quiet, Richard. So I'm getting in solid.
Oh, yeah, you're getting in 100% solid. Leave a little pause there, Al, please, in case somebody else wants to come on. And by the way, I just spoke to Jerry on the phone. She said that you and her and Barry and her had a very nice conversation. And that does my heart good. She's a good person, just like you two.
I called Jerry in New York. You know, not New York, in Florida, Richard. You know. Is she planning to come up to see you at all?
Well, she would like to, but she doesn't have the money for plane fare or gas. I offered to pay her for that, but she refuses to take the money. That's the only problem. She rather not fly anymore because of what's going on in the world.
Richard, I don't blame her in the least. I told you, I go to the West Coast in 6 weeks. I'm not flying. First of all, you know, I won't fly commercial, but if it was my own, I'd do it. But I'll drive across. 4 days, I'd be in L.A. It's no big deal.
I know. What's going on must really be putting a dent in the air industry. It has to be. But, like I say, I offered to send the money to gasoline. But she won't accept it because twice she said I paid her to come up here by JetBlue. And she doesn't want to take the money. I said, Jerry, we'd all like to see you. But she won't do it.
Oh, also remember, she's married down there, and she has a husband, so, you know, it's hard for her just to take off.
Oh, that too. He retired recently.
All right, so he's not doing any painting then.
Not anymore. His son was working with him. He got his son in with somebody else.
I gotta run into an ace and I gotta get out real fast. I'll call you when I get back on the radio. K6 Delta Papa Zulu.
Okay, Al, do what you gotta do and 2 AM.
Okay, Richie, I'm back in the fold.
Okay, Al, and 2 AM. What do you have to get?
A set of Craftsman wrenches I keep in the car for adjusting the antenna parts. And one, I bought another one, and one of the wrenches was missing in my pocket.
Okay, Al, very good. Who is it told me on this repeater? The Sears Craftsman wrenches are now made in China. You believe that?
Some stuff that's made in China, but they also have other stuff that's made here. So, you know, they make the stuff in both places.
And it was good?
I'll tell you, one thing about Craftsman, it's lifetime guarantee. You bring it back and they replace it.
That's true. That is true. But we shouldn't, you know, the old story, we order stuff outsourcing.
Well, when Donald gets in, I'm sure we're going to do that.
That's right, I hope so. What is this deal I heard about that Trump made with Carrier air conditioner to save jobs?
Yeah, I heard that. That's great. while they're employees. I think he's going to do some right things there, Richard, really.
Yeah, I think the people that didn't like him are going to change their opinion.
I want to see who he's going to pick for Secretary of State. That would be interesting. He's got a couple good people on the list now, let me tell you. Petraeus and a few of the others.
Okay, very good, Al. Yes, he has to pick a cabinet. But, you know, it's not going to be long until he's in office. I think it'll be great, because the last 8 years we had nothing.
Well, we had something, but let's just say it was nothing, something that didn't measure up to, I think, what Donald would pull off.
Oh, I know. It's a good president that comes along only once in a while, and that's a shame. Reagan was good, and if you go way back before our time, Truman and Roosevelt.
Yeah, Roosevelt, look at, they had a term limit after Roosevelt.
Oh, I know. I know. Okay, border civil war.
I'm just trying to get around here. Okie dokie. Just coming around now. I gotta swing back to the house a minute, and then I gotta take off, get to the welding place, and have some stuff welded.
Hi, Al. Very good. By the way, Sherry, I spoke to her a little while ago. She called me to say hello. She told me you, her, Barry, and her spoke very nicely. We're both gentlemen. She was a lady. You know what? Like she said, it was bygones be bygones. And you know what I really hope? I really hope that you, Barry, and Patty can get to talk. And let bygones be bygones there, too.
Richard, that's not going to happen with Barry, and it's not going to happen with me, okay?
All right, but you never know. All right, we'll go to another subject, but I really wish you would. Anyway, I'm having my coffee. Try out this coffee. It's called Blue Mountain. It's a very good coffee. Comes from, I forget what country these guys are from. I have a coffee grinder. We have a coffee, a Mr. Coffee, and I bought a Mr. Coffee grinder. So I can buy the beans and grind them.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the coffees you make are very good. You know, I have a coffee grinder also. We have a Carrick unit. You know, the whole nine yards. Matter of fact, I saw, you know, I saw yesterday Howard and his girlfriend. We went to have dinner together. And Barry was supposed to possibly meet up with us, but he got tied up with taking his wife.
All right. Yeah, how did you come by here with Barry or whatever? I know Ina wants to see me.
Yeah, no, Howard will come by. We'll all meet at the pizza place. If you, me and Barry and Howard and Ina, and you get down, and we'll all go to a pizza joint.
Absolutely, Al. Give me a little time. Because what's left of the leg still hurts a little bit. I take painkillers. It's not terrible, but, you know, it's like sore. But when I move around and jostle it in the wheelchair, it hurts. So give it a little time, and we'll go.
I'm getting an extra wheelchair. Is that still in abeyance?
And I don't know what's going on. Audrey is coming today. I'll bring it up again.
Yeah, about like $100-some-odd for a folding wheelchair, Richard. This is ridiculous.
I know. Of course it's ridiculous.
The money you offered Jerry to come up to New York and get a wheelchair.
All right. Don't depends upon that. The main thing is I'm doing well.
Important, Richard. All right, I got somebody waiting for me, so I got to stop at the house. I'll be mobile in a little bit. Kilowatt 6, David Peter Zebra.
Now, catch you later. K6DPC and Cleo.
KD2KNH, mobile.
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Tango Zulu Golf, out of frequency.
Good morning, this is KD2KNH, Charlie, mobile, in the Ronkonkoma area. KD2KNH clear.